Hello everybody, welcome to the Huddersfield Town Preview Show. I'm pleased again to be joined by manager Lee Grant. We're back in H-Town at the other end this time.
Very nice.
Another good result in midweek. Just give us your thoughts. You've had time to digest it, speak to the lads.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're really pleased with another clean sheet. And obviously, the more of those we can string together, the better. And there were so many pleasing aspects in terms of how we responded to a difficult first period. So, we've shown that across the course of the first four or five games that there are at times games within games, and we felt that. And upon reflection and some of the discussions we've had as a group over the last sort of few hours today in training and prior to training, we talked about the way we started the game and some of the things that perhaps took the game in the direction we didn't want it to go. And always we give credit to the opposition in terms of that. And we know that this year, for certain, we're going to come up against sides that are really hell-bent on making life difficult for us, and particularly here at our own stadium. And we've got to be ready for that. And perhaps, you know, we've looked at one or two bits where we know we can be better and make it easier for ourselves. And I think some of the adjustments we made in-game and certainly after half-time, with our attitude, our intensity, our tempo, and then for sure our execution, made a big, big difference. So again, as we have done on every single game, it's a fact-finding mission currently. We're in that discovery mode where we're finding out loads about the group, we're finding out loads about each and every individual within that. But the most important bit is collectively, which bits are we taking away that we really like? Which bits can we take away and go, yeah, let's be better at that next week? So we've done that this morning. And again, we look to put that into place for another tough fixture at the weekend.
I want to pick your brain on the in-game adjustments, if I may. And I don't want you to give us too much into how the sausage is made, but how do those come about? We obviously see you making notes. We see the coaches alongside you making notes. Is it a collective thing? Is it something that's obviously led by you? How do those decisions come about?
Yeah, look, we have our, as you say, look, there's bits that we want to stay private, but we have a way of doing things. And we also try to be as open and as clear with the lads at half time and when we get opportunities in the game to show clearly these are the situations and the actions that we think will really help us. And these are the things that are hindering us currently. And what I've loved currently about this group is they're like sponges for that stuff. They love it, and they're really responsive to it. So they're seeing things, they're able to go, ah, okay, I get it, and put that straight into action. What we want to get to is where the group are able to reiterate and adjust and see the pictures in game for themselves and start to really call the shots. Now, we are also mindful of how early we are in our own development as a collective. So we know that we have to keep prodding and helping and showing the way on some of that. But we've got a really smart group as well. So we don't expect that to be the case all season. What we are aware of, though, is that every game has its own nuances. So I don't expect to, post-Christmas, be sat there in my deck chair enjoying games and being able to be relaxed, because every game needs something to be tweaked or adjusted, or the guys need to adapt on the fly. And that's why we train hard. So we train for scenarios, we train for what is it in this moment, what is it in that moment, what is it specifically this week against this sort of pressure, or with these sorts of pictures that we can hurt maybe in the back line. So we do a lot of work, it's non-stop. And as I said, for us specifically in game at the moment, we're developing a nice way of doing it, and it's been really effective for us. And the most important thing is the guys are ready and eyes wide open, ready to adapt.
Really interesting to hear. With the guys, any injuries, any fresh concerns, anything that everyone come through okay?
Yeah, we're in a good place. We're in a good place, and the lads are recovering really well. So we've, as I said, we've been in today working hard. The guys that need to recover a bit more so are doing that, which again leaves us in a good place for selection for Saturday.
Perfect. And Saturday's a test in its own right as well. Stevenage started the season absolutely brilliantly. They'll want to continue that, obviously, here. Yeah. But our expressed desire, as we did in midweek, is to end a good run for another team.
Yeah. And look, it's a side, again, another side coming here full of confidence. You don't win four games in this division by accident. And they found different ways to win games. You look at their last fixture against Port Vale. They're patient. They worked really hard. They stayed in the game. They fought. They scrapped. And they win the game with two really late goals. A striker who's in form. Players that are, you know, operating at a higher level, playing really well. A manager who knows the division really well. Gone away from home and won. Kept clean sheets over the course of this season. So it's a really good test. Make no mistake, it's a good test. Physical side, hard side to play against. And again, with some good individuals in there. So a great one for us. And one we're excited to go and test ourselves again.
On the back of that, one thing that would be really interesting is how much do you as coaches and you as the manager balance how much we impress ourselves on a game like this and how much we talk about the opposition?
Yeah, it's a good question because, look, each and every game is different and we have to be mindful of that. We can't roll out the same team or the same organisation or structure or tactics every single week. We know that. But fundamentally, we have to have some things that are really critical to us and specific to us, and we have to have our own principles that are almost a golden thread that run through everything we do, whether that's our training, whether that's our games, and we have to have those things. And I think the supporters are probably getting a glimpse into some of that when they see a completely different team at Leicester, or they see three or four changes and they see, I can see parts of us, or lots of us hopefully, still in this. So that's really important. So regardless of opposition, we have to be us, and we're working really hard on that. And in fact, when we talk about and when we think about our lead-ins to each and every game, a lot of it centres on that. It really does. Sticking to our principles, being really strong and being really diligent about the things that are going to separate us this year from the other teams and make us special or different. So yeah, look, those things are critical and, like I say, really, really important for us to be successful this year.
That's really good to hear. Last thing I want to ask you, we're going to speak to Joe Lowe shortly and on the second half of the show. How pleased are you with how he's adapted individually to being at the club and his start to the season?
Yeah, really pleased for Joe. Really pleased for him. Look, he's made the jump to come up here and join us on our journey. We're delighted he has done. He's a young player, but he has a great presence about him. And look, we're enjoying the work that he's putting on display at the moment. He knows that he's got bits that where he wants to be better and develop, and he's hungry for that, which is great, which is part of the reason why I wanted him at the football club, because he's hungry to learn and he wants to improve. And again, he's been part of a successful defensive unit at the moment. So collectively, we're doing some really good things. We're finding a way to keep the ball out of the net. Joe's block here the other night is a really nice moment for him, and one that probably highlights the importance he's had to us over the last few weeks. So of course, we're delighted with that. We want that to continue. And he's putting real good challenge on the others around him. So that's really important. So yeah, look, for Joe, for that back line, for the other guys in that unit, it's been a good start. We know we've got room to be better still, which is still really important. But yeah, of course, we're really pleased with the start that, but you know, those back line, those guys have made.
Perfect. Thank you very much for taking the time again. We'll listen to Joe now. Welcome back to the preview show. I'm pleased to be joined by central defender Joe Lowe. Joe, if we touch on you personally first, perfect start to the season, 3 clean sheets out of 4 and a goal. Just talk to us about your feelings right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm feeling confident. I'm loving being here. It's a great club to be a part of and a great dressing room to be a part of. So no, I can't ask for much more.
How's it been with all the new players as well? Because obviously you're part of the 12 that have come. There's a few lads I know you've known previously, but how's all the bedding in and settling in been?
Yeah, like we've not really spoke about all the new players coming in because it's just worked so well. I mean, we touched on it the other day, just out of nothing, and we all said how it seems like we've been together for such a long time. I think going away in pre-season. Again, bedded us all in really well, and yeah, it just seems like we're just one big family.
More than any other place on the park as well, it's the defence that's been rebuilt in the centre of it as well, especially, but the way you've been playing alongside Jack, alongside Murray, Josh, that seems like you've got a great understanding already. Three clean sheets out of four in the league speaks for itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, three clean sheets in the first four games is brilliant. You know, I think everyone's done really well. We're all building connections and relationships, understanding how each other play. And, you know, the quicker you could do that, the quicker you can hit the ground running and really attack this league.
How are you feeling after midweek as well? Because it was important for us to show a bit of reaction from Blackpool. That was obviously a disappointing afternoon for us. I know the game and the second half didn't go the way we wanted it to, this first half in periods as well. But it was good to get back to winning ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Blackpool is a, you know, we look at it as a blip, something to learn from. You know, you've got to respect it for what it was. But, you know, straight after that, we knew we had two home games. So it was a perfect way to go and put things right, which is what we did last night.
We've got the Stevenage game coming up this weekend as well. They're off to an absolute flyer in the league especially. What's our feelings towards that? Is it another opportunity for us to show what we're about against a team that might be up there with us, hopefully, come the end of the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for what we want to do this season, you know, there's going to come times when we need to play teams who are going to challenge us for those top positions and playoff positions. So this, you know, we can look at that as we could look at this game as one of those and attack it just the same as we will any other.
One of the things that we've noticed with you especially is the connection you're building with the supporters. We've got some fantastic content videos, photos of you and the South Stand especially getting a bit of a loving. Just talk to us about that and how important that is to you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're digging in late on in the game, it's a 12th man, it's absolutely a 12th man, and it can give you so many benefits having them behind you, especially in the second half, you know, defending in front of them or attacking them in the first half. It makes a world of difference.
We've got a long season ahead, but we've made as good a start as we could have hoped for right now. You obviously did brilliantly in this division last season as well with Wickham. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling confident? Is the group confident for what's to come?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you need a lot of confidence in this game. And I speaking for myself, I feel really confident. I want every game I wish they were every day. And, you know, just keep knocking them out.
Perfect. Joe, thank you very much for your
time.
We've got some tickets left for the weekend as well against Stevenage, so if you want to join us here at the Accu Stadium, feel free.